Okay, we're up with our next guest, and we have, I'm sorry, let me get
Chris Hiley.
Chris Hiley from Jamsticks.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Well,
thank you.
So this looks cool. What do we have here?
So the Jamstick is, okay, I'm sorry. I can see the feedback.
Yeah.
So the Jamstick is basically a guitar controller designed primarily for iOS, so iPad and iPhone.
Right.
But it also plays software synths and stuff in Mac. So, you know, everywhere from, you know, consumer-oriented, you know, MIDI music apps all the way up to pro workstations. The Jamstick is a great controller for. It's wireless. It uses real guitar strings and real frets. The thing that's unique about the Jamstick is that we use infrared light to scan the strings in real time. So we don't actually listen to this at all. We actually watch it happening. And that's kind of the really cool bit is because we're connected. There we go. I was just going to pull something here. Because we can see your fingers in real time, it allows us, with our Jam Tutor app, to make a really great instructional piece so that using the Jamstick's finger sensing technology, we eliminate the question of, hey, where should my fingers go? What should I do?
So you know? it senses no matter where you are on it. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so go ahead and pick it up and you put your fingers down anywhere.
Okay, so...
So, yeah, make a good press.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
you know, I might be in the wrong octave because we just did another demo. So I'm all over the map here.
So since you're using real guitar strings, is there anything for tuning on it?
So we use real guitar strings, but we don't need to see them. So that's kind of the, you know, the cool thing is that because we listen to it, we're just basically flying, you know, just using the sight. So you never need to tune the instrument at all.
Oh,
great.
So it's a cool, you know, it's a cool piece.
So now, if I press a...
I wonder what... Here, let me see. I might still be in the wrong octave. Yeah, it sounds like I am. One more time here. Make sure I'm... Go one more here. There we go. So I've got GarageBand open in the background, but now you can... Because it's a MIDI controller, we map that activity all over the place so we can do things like make a good connection anywhere here. And
right.
So there you see your fingers.
So bring up the product shot, please. Thank you. So you can see where I'm putting it. So it shows I'm way off. Yeah, I'm way off on the... And I see, where am I supposed to be? I'm actually supposed to be in between the top and... Oh, so I'm actually... So, yeah, it does. So you... So it can tell you how to... Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so this is our open play feature in Jam Tutor. We don't actually teach this way where we throw
for demonstrations.
It's quick and dirty.
Yeah.
You can see it. Jam Tutor is designed to kind of get you over all the obstacles that most people who are, what I would say, guitar curious, stop at some point. You know, we've eliminated the tuning barrier. Now we've eliminated the, you know, where are my fingers when my teacher isn't here. So, so that's kind of cool. Jam Tutor gets you through the basics. So open chords, you know, what we call cowboy chords or campfire chords, bar chords, some scales, and the ability to read tab. Are all available in Jam Tutor over three different app installments. So each app has about five lessons in it with numbers of steps and exercises. We do fun stuff like stuff that looks like Guitar Hero. We call it arcade mode, but it's actually teaching you how to learn. We're backdooring you or dropping breadcrumbs on how to read tab. I'll just throw up a little open string thing here, but this is something that people love. They love this interface, but now they're actually using it to learn how to play guitar. So this is one of the interfaces that's available. You know, so this is all open strings. If I sit here,
right.
If I actually play this in time, I get the points. But you know, people are learning rhythm with this. They're learning muscle memory.
Right.
We throw whole chords in here. It's a really fun way to learn guitar. If I had this when I was learning how to play. My dad got me over like the point where Jam Tutor leaves you off.
Right.
I think I may have progressed faster. We've been doing events for Apple since the week before Thanksgiving, and we always like seek out a volunteer at a store who has never played guitar.
Right.
And then get them playing a D chord in under 2 minutes.
Wow.
So
in your software, do you have the ability to go beyond the first five frets that you've got?
Yeah,
on there?
Actually, I mean, you saw me kind of monkeying around here. The Jamstick has a couple of different ways that we do that. We have an app called Jamstick Connect that allows us to do multiple different tunings. So we've got like nine tunings right now. You know, things like open A, open D, open G, half step, you know, traditional tuning, half step down, drop D a half step down. We're going to add a couple of other tunings. There's been a little bit of a demand for like ukulele tuning. Then we also have a virtual capo that you can touch the screen and drag. But on board here, I've got functionality that I can do a two-button press in our firmware that allows me to basically skip up or down octaves. I've got a left and right press that I can do to just move like an incremental capo. And those performance features are actually mappable in Jamstick Connect on the iPad. So it's really kind of cool, the iPad or the iPhone. That's the other thing, is this takes, your existing iPhone, 5S or 6 Plus, and now it's not, it's not a gimmicky touchscreen interface if I want to kind of play with music. Now I've got real instrument control that I'm powering wirelessly.
So how is then the transition? Someone uses this to, get some training, to start losing muscle coordination on finger movement, because that's what's always killed me. I'm a klutz. So
and the old calluses on the end of the fingers.
Well, because it's real strings and real frets, people who learn using the Jamstick, their skill set transitions to a traditional guitar, actually probably easier than existing guitar players. I always have to say, hey, give yourself 20 minutes, kind of get into the form factor, because this has changed a little bit. But we have a number of users who have told us, I don't know what's happening here, but it's working. And even in our own office, we've got some guys that kind of hack their own method, right?
Right.
They got their iPhone open with an app called Four Chords, and then they use JamTutor to kind of fill in the gaps of what they don't know. One of our guys was like, I would consider him a noodler, not really a proficient guitar player. He spent some time, like over the course of 2 weeks, said, I didn't pick up a guitar. I just kind of played the Jamstick doing what I was having fun. That was kind of the important part.
Right.
And he went to a friend's place on a weekend, and they had an acoustic guitar, and like he just picked it up and was like, "Wait a minute! I'm a better player here." So
that's cool.
So and that's kind of part of the deal.
Yeah.
When we've got a number of consultants that have weighed in on our curriculum and just our teaching method, and the biggest barrier is just keep the instrument in the student's hands.
Right.
And that's the best way for them to get muscle memory, because we're using real strings and the string tension. Is applicable. Is it the exact same that you'd get on a 25 and a half inch scale instrument? No, because in 16 inches, that would be impossible to play. But it's as close that physicists can get. And it was a deal we actually had to make it, because the math never worked. One of those deals, you just have to keep testing and making something to see, that feels a little bit better. That feels about right. So we're confident, and we get enough people that, kind of chime back to us that time spent with the Jamstick when they transition to a real guitar, it's not a massive there's a big letdown. It's cool, and the other side of it too is just you're using your guitar skills to control other sounds and other instruments. Keyboard players, that's been their domain for 30 years. I mean, it's a MIDI controller. That's what it is. So your keyboard playing friends that are layering all kinds of things together. Guitar players have been locked out of that space. They've been using pedals, but all of that was always affecting the audio, and you'd never, no matter what, you can't take a guitar and turn it into a xylophone. The Jamstick allows you, in a really convenient form factor, with tools that already exist. There's hundreds of MIDI apps that are available on the iTunes App Store now. The Jamstick can drive every one of them, and I actually think the best sound development, the best tech development that's happening is happening in this space and not in workstations. But the fact that I have something that could fit in the same bag, these things can go together. This works with my iPhone 6 wonderfully. And now, just as a creative individual, my workflow has completely changed.
So as far as battery life?
So battery life is about 6 to 8 hours of continuous play. And I mean, like, you have to be, like, your fingers have to be on the frets the entire time. So it's a lithium-ion rechargeable battery. We have a USB port here on the bottom of the unit that not only charges, but if you want to do wired MIDI, that's available as well. You just stick the USB in there, and we supply the cable, and then you just connect to whatever your platform is. You can run with it.
So, available now?
Available now. It's $299 retail. Available at select Apple stores here in the U.S. and in the U.K. and Ireland and Australia, New Zealand, and other parts, but otherwise it's apple.com, amazon.com, or jamstick.com, J-A-M-S-T-I-K.
Yes, STIK, yep. So just so everyone is aware of that. So jamstick.com, $299. obviously the apps on the iOS store, maybe Android at some point? Or
you know, we would love for Android to do two things. Step up their audio handling and then incorporate MIDI into their core kernel. When that happens, the Jamstick doesn't do a secret Apple handshake or anything. It just basically looks for a network connection. And once that's established, we can drive it. So anything that's using network MIDI, we can run.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for coming out.
Thanks
Very cool product, Jamstick.com. S-T-I-K, it's wrong on the lower third, jamstik.com is the place to go. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.